No, certainly. This was in the news all over the weekend. The mother of one of the murderer Ian Brady's victims died over the weekend. Winnie Johnson's son, Keith Bennett, was just 12 when he was abducted in 1964. And I think everyone of a certain age recognises the little photograph of him with his glasses, the innocent little boy. And of course, Winnie fought a long campaign to try and get Brady to reveal the location of her son's grave. On Friday, detectives said they were examining the possibility that Brady had revealed the whereabouts of Keith Bennett's body in a letter. Well, if he did, his mother never knew. She died, sadly. This is one of Winnie's final interviews given to the BBC, in which she explains why it was so important for her to find Keith's body.
If I had my way, I'd ask him outright, could he tell me where Keith is and why he's buried him and kept it to himself? But whether he will or not, I don't know.
You'd welcome the chance to even just see him for the first time in many years.
Yeah, well over 40 years now. 48 years, isn't it? I'd just like to see him and ask him face to face, why has he murdered him and kept it to himself? They found the others, but they didn't find Keith. I want him found. And I want him found before anything happens to me. And it's not fair. I mean, Mrs. Reed and Mr. Reed is dead. Danny Kilbride's dead. I mean, it's left the families in despair.
It's thought to be because Brady would like the opportunity to consider being moved to a normal prison. What do you make of that?
Well, I think he should be in a normal prison. He should be in hospital. For what he's done, it's ridiculous. Because there's nothing wrong with him. I don't think so, anyway.
I mean, he's still like the right to die to continue the hunger strike.
Yeah, well, he will die if he goes in prison. Somebody will get to him. I hope they do anyway, but, I mean, he should be in hospital. He's as sane as you or I, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. He's got to live with it for the rest of his life. And I hope he goes through hell, because I'm going through hell with it. I've had 40 years of it, over 40 years, and I want it coming to an end, and I want Keith found, and I'd ask him straight out to tell me where Keith is so I can have him found. I've asked him before, when I found out that I'd got cancer, and I said, I want to know where Keith is before anything happens to me, because I didn't know I was going to live. I didn't know I was going to die, so I wanted the truth, and I wanted him found and buried, and that I can't get. Because he's got it in his mind and it's stuck there for I don't know how long. And why is he doing it? I don't know. Because that's all I want out of life now. And I'd like him to be found before anything happens to me. That's the biggest wish in the world for me. I mean, all the other people are dead. I'm not. And I don't intend dying. I'll follow it through as long as I can and as best as I can.
And very sadly, Winnie Johnson died on Saturday, aged 78, after a battle with cancer, but 48 years of fighting to find her son's body so she could bury him. And I understand she's asked for a plot to be left alongside her grave so that if 12-year-old Keith is found in the future, he can be buried alongside her. The Guardian's prison correspondent, Eric Allison, is on the line with me now. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You've been in correspondence with Ian Brady, and we've heard this talk about a letter that's believed to have been given to a health advocate, a mental health advocate. What do you know about this, and what do you make of reports that Brady might be prepared to reveal where Keith Bennett's body is?
Well, it's only my opinion, but I think this is something of a wild goose chase. I think that Brady did try to locate the body when he went back to the moors with the police. But of course, you know, the countryside changes, and especially moorland changes. You know, my own personal view is that he did try. I could be wrong, and this letter may be forthcoming, in which case, you know, I will be wrong. But my own personal view is that he did try to find the body.
And as you say, this is the only child that whose body has not been found. But 48 years of anguish, and now this poor woman has died without finding where her son's body is. And in a way, it's an awful control to have over someone all those years. There's a control factor, that a power of withholding the details of a body, isn't there?
If that is the case, you know, if in fact he does know where it is, then it would be an awful exercise of power, wouldn't it? You know, and there's no question that the issue of power, I think, played quite a great part in the awful crimes that Ian Hindley committed. You know, he clearly relishes having power. I mean, he feels that he has the power over the authorities now, in the sense that, you know, he refuses food, and he's force-fed every morning through a tube through the nose, and that, in a way, is him exercising his power. So I think power certainly is an issue, but I do repeat that I think that he made a determined effort to find the body when he went back to the police, because there's nothing in his letters to me, there's nothing that indicates that he would, you know, wish to add further cruelty to poor Mrs. Johnson, who sadly died, you know.
How long have you been in correspondence with him?
I was in, he wrote to me for about a year in 2006, and then he stopped for some reason. Quite long, quite detailed letters. I wrote to him first of all because I was brought up in Gorton in Manchester, in the area where he and Hindley embarked on their crimes, and of course the murders played a large part in my sort of growing up. You know, they were a very, very big story, and I wanted to try and gain some insight into why this seemingly ordinary couple embarked on the crime spree that they did, but his letters didn't reveal anything.
And yet there appears to be, and I don't know the truth of the matter, that there seems to be a letter that does reveal something. What is your knowledge of that? A sealed envelope given to his mental health advocate?
I know nothing other than what I've read in the media about it. And I would have thought that it would have come to light by now, you know, if the letter existed. Apparently they've searched the house of this person, and they've searched Brady's premises at Ashford Hospital, and they haven't found it. So, as I say, my own view is that it's something of a red herring.
Certainly, in my memory, I remember occasions when Myra Hindley and Ian Brady, and there were people being taken back to the moors, and great coverage given when they were taken over trying to pinpoint the spot. But I imagine, and you will know the moors much better than I do, that it must have changed dramatically. It must be impossible to remember that.
Oh, it does. I mean, Brady has an incredible memory. Encyclopedic memory, you know, for Manchester and areas of Manchester. And I'm pretty sure now that if they dropped him in the middle of Gorton now, even though it's changed, you know, he'd find his way around. But the moors are a different matter. I mean, they change, you know, they change by the seasons, and they just, you know, I mean, I go walking on in the Peak District and on the moors, and it changes all the time. You know, things, you know, you have rock falls. The scenery changes, and then unless he'd marked the spot, you know, incredibly well, I just think it would be, literally a needle in a haystack. I really do. I just felt so sorry for that poor lady. You know, she, bad enough to lose a child, of course, and then never knowing where the body was. You know, no closure for the poor woman.
No closure, but maybe in the future, the grave that she has requested be left beside hers, maybe in the future that we will find the remains of the little boy. Certainly, as I say, that photograph is very poignant to all of us who remember seeing the photographs of all the children as they were finding them one by one. As you say, you grew up in the area, it was close to your heart, but I think everyone remembers all those children, their names, their photographs.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yes. Tragedy, you know, loss of lives, and for no apparent reason, you know, and that's what disturbs me in a way, you know, that when Brady dies, we'll be no nearer knowing why he did it.
Indeed, if ever. Thank you, Eric Allison, Guardian's prisons correspondent, for speaking to me this morning on The Nolan Show. as I say, Winnie Johnson died on Saturday, and I will never know if her son's body is found.